Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf vows to veto every pro-life bill, every time. By Dr. Susan Barry on June 14, 2021. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, D., vows he will veto every piece of pro-life legislation that is passed by state lawmakers, every time. "Whenever an anti-choice bill comes to my desk, I will veto it," Wolf said Thursday in Philadelphia, flanked by Democrat lawmakers and Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry giant that helped to re-elect him. As the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported Saturday, Wolf plans to veto a bill, passed by the State House last week, that would ban abortions sought solely due to a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome. Representative Kate Klunk, R., the primary sponsor of the measure, said, "Nevertheless, she will continue to promote the legislation because every child deserves and has the right to life, and children with Down syndrome are no exception." Pennsylvania House lawmakers also passed a bill that would underscore the dignity of human life by requiring healthcare facilities to bury or cremate fetal remains following an abortion or miscarriage. "As a politician who has enjoyed the support of the abortion industry, Wolf has wholeheartedly adopted its narratives, including one that claims ending the life of an unborn baby because he or she is believed to have a disability is simply a healthcare decision." Wolf typically uses condescending language when referring to pro-life lawmakers. In a tweet last Tuesday, the governor referred to Republican legislators as despicable for working to protect the cause of life. On Thursday, Wolf also condemned the same pro-life lawmakers of his state, accusing them of misrepresenting themselves. "If these politicians were really pro-life, they would focus on issues that support Pennsylvanians instead of shaming and criminalizing healthcare decisions," he tweeted. During an interview with the Daily Caller last week, pro-life Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, provided his take on politicians who back abortion. "The people that aren't supportive of the life cause, they're not people you want to be in a foxhole with on any other political battle," DeSantis asserted. "They are the first ones who will sell out to the D.C. establishment when the going gets tough." In 2017, Wolf vetoed a bill that would have banned late-term dismemberment, or dilation and evacuation, D&E, abortions, referring to the prohibition as extreme and restrictive for women. Earlier that year, the governor vetoed a heartbeat abortion ban that would have prohibited the procedure once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The following year, Planned Parenthood announced it would spend $1.5 million to re-elect Wolf. In May 2019, Wolf tweeted he was appalled by the pro-life legislation passed in Alabama, Georgia, and in his own state legislature. "I'll veto any anti-choice bill that lands on my desk," he stated. "I won't let our Commonwealth go backward on reproductive rights." Wolf also vetoed a bill in April 2020 that would have expanded telemedicine services as the pandemic crisis grew because the legislation excluded access to at-home, drug-induced abortions.